good ship. Lollipop, it's sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack fans fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. Eat a sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's bouquet. If you eat too much, oh, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache on the good ship. Lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away on the good ship, Lollipop. On the good ship, Lollipop, it's sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack stands, fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big fat devil's bouquet. If you eat too much, oh, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache on a good ship. Lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away on the good ship, Lollipop.
You'll awake with a tummy ache
on a good ship, Lollipop.
It's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away on a good ship, Lollipop.
Hello, amigo.
That's right, it's the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. And on this episode of the show, we're going to be listening to songs made by kids, or sung by kids. And that's why we started off with the classic Shirley Temple song, On the Good Ship Lollipop, which actually came from a movie that she did called Bright Eyes. And let's see, she was 6 years old when she sang that song. Hey, that's how old you are.
Yeah. That's actually pretty young for just a little kid, a famous person.
Yeah, she was already a famous actress by that point. She had done a bunch of short little movies, and then she did a lot of full-length movies when she was a little kid. But do you remember in the movie where they sing that song?
No.
No? Don't you remember she's on an airplane? Walking up and down the aisle of the airplane singing that song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then she gets kind of sick. She gets a tummy ache near the end of the song, and then she falls asleep. And then what happens?
They pop a balloon in front of her, and then she's like...
Yeah. They pop a balloon and wakes her up, and they all have a good laugh about it.
Yeah.
Well, we thought for today's kids-themed show, we need to start with a song called The Cuckoo Rock. Because it's a Cuckoo Banana show, right?
Yeah, but that's not the first song. That's the second song.
True, true. And this song is by the Collins Kids. And that was a brother and sister act And let's see. Well, the sister was the older one, and then the brother was the younger one. But I think the brother was 11 years old in this song. And the sister would have been about 14 then when they recorded this one. Yeah, 1955. And if you're a fan of early country music, you might recognize the guitar work of Joe Mafis on this one. And then we're going to follow that up with one of my favorite songs of all time, The Skateboard Song by Norma Tracy and the Cinderella Kids.
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock.
Did he need to exercise?
Oh, no.
Was he looking for the time?
Oh, no.
Did he woo the pretty bird?
Oh, no.
He was setting the clock for the cuckoo rock. Cuckoo, if your partner cuckoo, get pretty cuckoo. Let's go cuckoo with the cuckoo rock. Rock, rock, hickory dickory. Rock.
on, little Sandy. Get going, come on, little Sandy. Get moving.
Well, I got my beach towel and I'm heading down to the surf. Gonna see my Johnny, gonna meet him down at the surf. We gonna shoot the breakers, gonna stomp in the sand. A look in his eyes while he holds my hand. Cause he's my blonde-headed stomping my real gun surfer boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. All the gang from the club will be surfing and stomping too. Riding their boards out on that sea of blue. While the summer sun is a-beating on down, I'll be stomping and surfing all around. Oh, with my blonde head stomping my real gun surfer boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, Johnny. Let's get going. Here I am, Johnny.
Okay, Sandy.
Let's go surfing.
Okay, Sandy.
Gee, it's great.
Sure is.
Oh, Johnny.
Ah, it's great.
Gonna stay with my Johnny for the beach party tonight. Yeah, surfing and stomping sure makes you feel right. When it's over, I won't be alone. For my Johnny's gonna walk me home. Cause he's my blonde-headed stompy one for real gun surfer boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's my blonde-headed stompy one for real gun surfer boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. He's my blonde-headed stompy one for real gun.
Welcome back. We just heard our first set of kids' songs. We started with The Cuckoo Rock by the Collins Kids, followed that up with the Skateboard Song from Norma Tracy and the Cinderella Kids, and then after a skateboard song, we heard a surfing song. And what was that one called, Rowan?
He's my blonde-headed, stumpy, Wumpy Surfer Boy.
Yeah, and that was a song by a kid named Little Patty. She was from Australia, and was really famous in Australia. She was 14 years old when she recorded that one. And it's kind of confusing because in the song, her name is Sandy, but her actual name is Little Patty. And then we followed that up with Lover Boy by Johnny Royal. I'm sure that's not his real name, but good sounding name nonetheless. And I found that song on a record called Weirdsville. And Little Patty's song came from a collection called Girls in the Garage, Volume 11. Now, up next, we have a set of songs by really little kids. Like, let's see. First song we're going to hear is Art Garfunkel's son singing when he was just 6 years old. And then we're going to hear Jordy sing a song, sing his big hit. He actually, this guy, Jordy Lemoyne, got into the Guinness Book of World Records for being the youngest kid to be on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, because he was only 4 years old when this song came out. And it's a French song from France originally, Dur Dur d'être bébé. And then they also recorded an English version, too. So, Dur Dur d'être bébé translates to, it's so tough to be a baby. Maybe some of you guys can relate, if there's any babies listening.
It's so tough to be a baby. That's a silly. That's silly.
Yeah. And then after that, we're going to hear a six-year-old sing a song called Kuroneko no Tango, which means black cat tango in Japanese. And this little guy held the record for the youngest kid to sell a million records. Oh. Yeah, this record actually sold 3 million copies when it came out in Japan. So let's hear what kids under six have to say and sing about on the Cuckoo Bananas special Music by Kids edition.
Oh, C'est dur, dur être bébé.
기대돼요.
Welcome back. We just heard a set of really young kids singing songs. That first song was Art Garfunkel's son, James, singing that Elvis cover. Super cute. And then we had Jordy's number one hit, Dieu Dieu d'être bébé. And Jordy was 4 years old, just like our pal Ollie over here. Did you like that song, Ollie?
Yes.
Yeah? Did you like how it was all in French?
No.
No? Do you think, do you remember being a baby?
Yes.
Yeah, was it tough to be a baby?
No, it was not that strong.
No, they're not saying that babies are tough. Although babies are tough, but he's singing that it's hard to be a baby. You think so?
Yes.
Yeah? You do have to learn a lot of things pretty fast when you're a baby. And then we heard, Osamu Minigawa after that with the Japanese version of the Black Cat Tango. That song was an Italian song first, and then he recorded it in Japanese, and then it was such a hit in Japan that he looks like he recorded it in Italian. He re-recorded it in Italian after that. And that song sold 3 million copies, and that song originally came from a show, an Italian show called Zecchino d'Oro, which means pure gold or gold sequins or something. And if you Google that, it's a show that's been on TV in Italy for like 60 years now. And it's kids singing songs written for kids. And then kids vote on what their favorite song was. So it's pretty interesting, and there's a lot of great videos that came out of that show. Let's see, what do we have next here? Oh, Rowan, do you want to come tell us what's next? One of your favorites.
ABC 123.
By who?
The Jackson 5.
Yeah, do you know how old Michael Jackson was when they recorded this song?
Maybe 18 or 14,
I think. He was smaller than that. He was 12 years old when this song came out.
What the?
And it was a number one hit, of course. When this song became number one, it knocked off a number one song by the Beatles. So he could say he was bigger than the Beatles in 1970. That's pretty good. And then we're going to hear another great song called I Am an Astronaut by Ricky Wilde.
I am an astronaut.
Do you remember how that one goes, Ollie?
I am an astronaut.
Yep. That's part of it. And then we're going to hear a song by Björk. Have you ever heard of Björk?
No.
She's a very famous electronic musician and singer. But she also recorded an album when she was a little kid because everyone thought she was a really great singer as a little kid. So we're going to hear a song that Björk made when she was 12 years old in 1977. And she's singing in Icelandic, so I have no idea how to pronounce the title of this song. Or her last name, actually. Let me try, though. Björk Goodman's daughter.
or Goodman's daughter.
Yeah, that sounded kind of Icelandic. Do you want to try pronouncing the name of this song?
Fussi Hedri.
Sounds good to me.
Hedri.
If you speak Icelandic and you're offended by our attempts, you can always reach us on Facebook, on the Cuckoo Bananas Facebook page. And Cuckoo, in our case, is spelled K-O-O-K-O-O. Or you could also email us at K-O-O-K-O-O-K-O-O-Bananas@gmail.com.
Okay. K-O-O-K-O-O-K-O-O-K-O-O-K-O-O.
Oh, there's only three coos.
Yep.
those three songs that we just listened to, ABC 1, 2, 3, I'm an astronaut, and Sissy Haldria.
Yeah, that middle song, I Am an Astronaut, was recorded by Ricky Wilde when he was 11 years old. So that's pretty young. And his dad was a famous singer. And his sister was Kim Wilde. She was also a famous singer when she was an adult. But his real name's not Ricky Wilde. His real name is Richard James Reginald Stephen Smith. Ollie, do you want to come in here and sing I Am an Astronaut again for the microphone?
Okay. Okay.
There you go. Ollie's been practicing his British accent. Let's hear it.
I am an astronaut.
Sing anymore. So in that Ricky Wilde song, I Am an Astronaut, his dad's away and his mom's asleep, and so he's imagining all the different things he could be.
It's an astronaut and a polar bear.
Yeah, or a gorilla. So what do you, Rowan, what do you like to imagine that you are when you have some imagination time to yourself?
Anything imaginary.
Oh, maybe I want to be a stormtrooper.
Come tell the mic.
I'm going to be a stormtrooper.
That's what you like to imagine?
Because I like the show.
I'd love to be a dragon or a monster, vampire, or something like that.
Oh, you like to imagine scary stuff?
Or like a robot.
Okay. So far all the kids' songs that we've been listening to are kids' singing songs, but all the music is done by adults, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this next set of songs are actually just songs made by kids. No adult interference. And some of them kind of sound like adults weren't even nearby when they were recorded. So I do want to warn you that in the two of the songs coming up, they use the word stupid, which is not a nice word, right?
Yeah.
So these are kids left to their own devices. I think their parents aren't around, and they're just recording for fun. Well, this first kid, Richard Wolf, he actually recorded this song at a radio station, and the song is called "Climbing Up the Mountain," but there's a surprise twist at the end of the song. It's not actually a mountain. And he's singing and he's playing guitar. And then after that, we're going to hear from the great Amanda. Her song, Prissy the Hen. And then we're going to hear from the Death Killers. That's a good name, eh? Mm-hmm. And they're going to answer the question, what did the purple dog say? What do you think the purple dog said?
Rough.
That's a pretty safe bet. Let's find out.
One, two, three, four. We're climbing up the mountain. What do you think we'll see up there? I don't know what's up there. We'll find out. I hope it will be useful. We must go to the top before time runs out. Let's go, go, go up the mountain. I wonder who, what, how, when, why, and where. I wonder what is all the way up there. For a few minutes I was fine, but then I noticed something really strange. It was like an earthquake. The ground shook and shook. It was a volcano. We started to run. Run, 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 run. It's an eruption. I hate eruptions. Run, 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 run. Anyone would like to win?
started to play, and then she said, "Can you stay?" Prissy the hen, will you go away? Leave my children alone. You have tried and I always catch you, and you always cry. Prissy! It's a sissy! Prissy the hen, someday you will have ten. She said, ten what? Ten children, stupid! Prissy the hen sits in her pen, and then she say, I'm ready to look for a man, hopefully driving a van. Prissy the hen, will you go away? Leave my children alone. You have tried and I always catch you, and you always cry. Prissy the hen sits in a pen. She started to play, and then she say, can you stay? Prissy, when are you going to end this song? When I want to.
The Death Killers just rocked our faces off, hey? Nobody really seems to know much about that band, the Death Killers, but it's thought that the singer is a 6-year-old, and then her brother was doing the music, and he's about 13. And before that, we heard Amanda with her song Prissy the Hen, and both of those bands have a whole album full of awesome songs that you can download online if you want to.
Funny, awesome songs.
It sounded like they were having fun, eh?
Yeah.
Do you think it sounded fun, Ollie?
Yeah.
Okay, up next we have a cover of a Go-Go song. song called Vacation. But this was done by the Frogs, and the Frogs are a band that doesn't normally feature kids, but when they covered Vacation, they decided to get some kid singers to sing it for them with fake British accents, and it sounds pretty amazing. And then we're going to hear another French child named Miss Emma. Her and her dad recorded an album. You can get it on the Free Music Archive.
Comma popcorn dom marmot like popcorn in a pot.
Yeah, the song's called like popcorn in a pot, but French. Comme un popcorn dans une marmite. And that album is a free download too, and all the songs on that album are really great and catchy if you like French pop music. So go check out Miss Emma when this episode of Cuckoo Bananas is over.
Whatever. Amuse toi comme un popcorn dans une marmite. Chante avec moi, c'était super fantastique. Regarde un peu, tout va mieux dans ton citron. Les gens te regardent avec admiration. Tous tes soucis sont partis en fumée. Tous tes petits problèmes se sont envolés. Surtout n'oublie jamais cette chanson. Faisons-toi désormais toute une raison. Crois-moi, c'est la solution. Un peu d'imagination, un peu de palpitation, beaucoup d'amis autour de toi. Pour faire la fête, oui, c'est ça. Moi, c'est le choix que j'ai fait.
Thanks for listening. That's all the time we have for today. This is the end of Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. Just for today, just for this week. Not the whole. It's not gonna never do it again. It's just the end of this one because we don't have enough time for the Katamari song because. If we had the Katamari song, it'd be an hour and 6 minutes.